Chapter 4. The Captain's Announcement. The sunrise brought a beautiful day to LaPointe Island. A light breeze skittered through the camp, and sunlight danced on the lake. Suzette stayed near the lodge with her mother and grandmother. A stream of old friends, including Gabrielle, stopped by. Mama and grandmother seemed happy. But Suzette couldn't shake away thoughts of everything that had happened since they left the mainland. Finally, she felt so restless that she was sure she couldn't sit still one more moment. "Mama, may I go find Papa?" she asked, setting aside the moccasins she'd been stitching. "I think he went to watch for the voyageurs."
"Ajawak," grandmother said.
She used Suzette's Ojibwe name, which meant carried safely over the water. Soon after Suzette's birth, grandmother had dreamed of Suzette paddling a canoe across stormy waters. Suzette swallowed a sigh. "Eya, grandmother? Yes."
"When I was your age, I was more interested in helping my mother than following my father."
Suzette opened her mouth, closed it again, and finally answered, "Eya, grandmother." Suzette didn't always think the same way grandmother did, but she respected her, so she tried hard not to disagree with her out loud.
"Suzette worries about helping both of her parents," Mama said, before grandmother could offer any more objections. "Don't worry, Suzette. Papa will be..."
As if in answer, Suzette heard a shout, and Papa burst from the trees.
"Mes amis, my friends," he bellowed. "They are coming."
Suzette scrambled to her feet. "The voyageurs! Did you see them, Papa?"
"No."
He was breathless.
"I heard them singing. Faint, just a whisper, but I heard it across the water. They're coming."
He squinted at the fading sun.
"Not today, tomorrow."
He grabbed his wife's hands and began to dance a jig. Suzette laughed. Papa's shout.